Number is 888-221-8990, and we're looking for your call. Give us a call now, please, at 888-221-8990. And if we're saying the number too fast, we'll slow it down a little. It is 888-221-8990.
Because you did say, I do say that number too quickly, often.
Well, I don't, you know, it just depends on what people are doing. But I've had people tell me, say the number more often, say it slowly. Because if we're driving, we're trying to figure out how to get the number down. And I understand that. People many times are in their cars when they're listening to us. And they may just have, you know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes to going from one place to another. So it is important. And that is what I've heard from every person that told me that they were trying for a long time to catch us giving the number. They said, you're talking too much. So give the number. So Dave, why don't you give the number again?
Sure. Well, we have a toll-free number, 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. If you're in the 772 area code, you can reach us at 221-1100. That's 221-1100.
But both numbers work.
Both numbers work, yeah.
And we can take multiple calls on both lines.
We can. We could probably take up to four calls because we have four people here.
but the phone lines are designed to handle more calls than we could physically actually handle.
Oh, yeah,
we don't
definitely
have that many stations here. But, you know, we can definitely take your call at this time. And it's great to have several calls coming in. And I know you're busy in the morning. But thank you for making that call. Here's a we have a gift that is coming in from Elsa. And Elsa is in Port St. Lucie. Elsa, thank you so much for your gift, and I understand it is in the mail, and it's $50. So that $50 we're going to add in. Thank you, Elsa.
Thank you.
Again, the phone number is 888-221-8990. We're going to go to a song, and we will be back in just a moment. Give us a call, 888-221-8990, and let us know what you are going to give. And if you do not have the funds today to send, or you choose not to send them today, that's okay. You can give a pledge, and we will be able to add that in because we trust God just as you do.
Amen.
This next song is the Spirit of God, and let's enjoy this together. Great song.
We thirst for your presence. Send down your rain. Here in this moment, a holy embrace. Fire of heaven, come surround. We bow down in reverence on this holy crown. Spirit of God, fall upon this place. Fan every heart into a burning flame. We long for you, call upon your name, Spirit of God. Have your way. Have your way. Thank you. nothing between us. The veil is torn. You're calling us closer. We run to you, Lord. Spirit of God, fall upon this place. Fan every heart into a burning flame. We long for you, call upon your name. Spirit of God.
My God is bigger than this. His love is greater. Well, I don't know which way to go. I can't see what's in front of me. When I'm done walking down this broken road, love sees farther than I'll ever know.
And I do like that song. Whatever the this is that seems to try to distract, as we were talking of the Goliath, our God is bigger than this. Jeannie is making, or is it Jean?
Jean.
It's Jean.
I did ask her because I wanted to be sure.
Yeah. Yes, it's Jean. Okay. Thank you for correcting me. Jean is making a donation from Jensen Beach. Jean, thank you so much for that $25. We do appreciate that. And the phone number is 888-221-8990. That is 888-221-8990. And we are ready to take your call this morning. And as you know, when we say listener supported, we mean that we are not commercial. This ministry is a 501c3, according to the way the IRS looks at us. Mm-hmm. And that simply means that we are recognized as a nonprofit, not for profit business ministry. And so when you give to this ministry, your gifts are tax deductible and they're recognized as such. And in a sense, David, you know, this ministry is like other ministries, like mission ministries and like church ministries, mm-hmm. wherein, you know, people that make the donation, they do have opportunity to have credit for that, at least still at this time. I don't know how long that's going to last, the way things seems to be a real battle over some of these issues because of secularism that's pressing against the church in so many ways. But at this point, that is the case. And so just as your church is able to give you a receipt, we give you a receipt, and it is acceptable by the IRS. And we do not ask for your tithe. That should go to your local church. And we believe in the local church. A couple of us here at this table are pastors.
Amen.
And so we believe in the local church. We want to lift up the hands of your pastor. If you're a pastor, we want to lift